social media lighting up with Robert Saleh getting fired by the Jets today. Of course, the meme, I guess it is. What's the difference between a meme and a GIF?
A meme is a still image with like a funny saying on it, and a GIF, it has like motion to it.
Then it's the GIF of the Hard Knocks guy going up to the Jets practice facility and his card doesn't work anymore. That one is really getting new life today.
Jamal Adams.
Yes. He can't get in. The card or the combination doesn't work, or his card or something at the door. You don't think, Limits, that this story would come full circle with Bill Belichick going to the Jets, do you? He famously, many years ago, the year 2000, I believe, was introduced or about to be as the Jets' new coach and handed them a piece of paper saying, I resign as coach. There was some acronym on there, but I'm done as coach, before he ever so much as showed up at the facility for a practice. He was done at the news conference. He quit at the news conference. Could it come full circle all these years later? Would you hire Belichick? I would in a second.
Right now or next season?
Right now. You might as well make it a full circus here.
I would do it, yes. I don't think the Jets will.
We need the elephants. We have everything. We got the flying trapeze. We have the tall man. Bring in the elephants. Bring in Belichick.
Bring in all the giraffes.
Barnum and Bailey. Let's do it.
I'd do it, yeah. I mean, I don't think Belichick would want to jump into it at this point right now. Does he want to pull a Jeff Saturday with the Colts?
Man, I don't know about that.
Off the broadcast booth?
I don't think it's going to happen, because Belichick is a guy who wants complete control, apparently. But would I make that call and say, listen, I don't know what your opportunities will be in the offseason, Bill, but we want you to be a football coach. Okay, we'll talk about personnel later. You have Aaron Rodgers, maybe a broken Aaron Rodgers, but you have Aaron Rodgers, tons of talent on offense, and a good defense. Would you come in and be the CEO of the football team? Not the franchise, the team on the field. I would absolutely make that call. Who's the coach? It's not Kent Hackett. Who is it?
No, it's their defensive coordinator.
Who nobody knows, but that doesn't mean he won't be good.
Jeff Albright.
Albright.
Or Ulbrich.
Well, like I said, I've never seen...
Albrich, I think.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I've never seen one player run a franchise to this degree. I hope that Rodgers can get the Davante Adams deal done. What if Rodgers did do the deal and he offered like, yeah, we'll give you our next six first-round picks. Deal's done. Bring in Devontae. I think he should be making their trades. I also think he should be the coach. Has the NFL ever had a player coach like the NBA has? And yeah. Hockey. Hockey's had those.
Right. Probably in 1923 it was the case, yeah.
Has baseball had player managers? Definitely.
Definitely, yes.
I think Babe Ruth might have been one at one point. I think Aaron Rodgers should be the player coach. He should be on the field playing with headphones on. Can you imagine that, Limits, if headphones fit over his helmet?
He should have a headset, yes, over his helmet. He should call out the defense, too. Every time he's on the sideline, he's not looking at film. He's calling out the defensive signals. He might as well go punt as well.
And then he should be like Superman. Then he should go and dress as the GM. Like, even at halftime, he should run up to the press box and put on a suit and tie and be the GM at halftime, and then run back down on the field, put the headset over his helmet and play. And yes, absolutely call defenses.
If Jerry Jones could be the owner, president, CEO, and general manager, why can't Aaron Rodgers?
It's a tremendous idea. Jerry Dulac writes today that Russell Wilson's going to be the quarterback. Sooner or later, he's the guy. Man, if Justin Fields had showed out against the Cowboys, I have a hard time believing this was all a foregone conclusion the whole year that Russell Wilson was going to play sooner or later. I have a hard time believing that was going to be the case. Now I don't, because on the big stage, it didn't go particularly well. But those are stories for the next hour. Yes. Believe it or not, the Steelers quarterback situation, as it comes to a head today, and we're going to have the Mike Tomlin news conference at noon, isn't even the biggest story. It's George Pickens again, with video surfacing of him jogging on routes the other night, of him on the sidelines having to be tended to, having to be babysat, of Mike Tomlin talking around the fact that he blatantly benched him. of Max Starks ripping into Pickens. Not a team first guy is pretty much what he said. All of this under the umbrella of the Steelers chasing Devontae Adams, hoping to pair him with Pickens, I guess. But insiders like Diana Russini, Jason Lock and Four saying they could actually trade Pickens. And before we go to the phone lines, let's remind ourselves of the three or four great truths here. Can we do that, Limits?
Yes, we very well may.
I wouldn't think of not doing it. Truth number one, the Steelers identify talent, receiving talent in the draft, probably better than anyone. Truth number two, those guys often make an early impact. They usually do, in fact. Truth number three, and perhaps the most important one of all, things tend to go a little bit south with these guys. Claypool, Deontay, A.B., Martavis, and now Pickens. And most importantly, once it starts to go south, sour, however you want to phrase it, once it starts to go bad, it just seems to keep going that way. If Tomlin salvages Pickens, that'll be the first successful salvaging job he's done with these guys. And it's happening at a time when you need to think about either paying George Pickens or cutting bait here. And that's the fourth truth. When Tomlin and Steeler management, of which he's very much included, decide it's time for one of these guys to go, they go. They go. In the primes of their careers, they go. Deontay, Claypool, Bryant, Big Chest. Where does that leave us with Pickens? You're on the lines, 412-928-9370. Let's go, Mr. Small Chest. Who do we have?
Let's begin with Dan in Upper St. Clair.
And for those of us who don't know, or those of you who don't know, Limits weighs how much?
145 pounds. Maybe 140. I haven't weighed myself in a while.
What do you want? Are you on a diet? If you lose any more weight, you're going to be a walking telephone pole. You're going to be a skeleton. What is happening? How tall are you?
Just pure muscle. 5'10".
5'10", 140. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, guys. I just have a comment here. If George Pickens stays on this team, I don't see how Mike Tomlin can look anyone else in that locker room in the eye with any amount of seriousness. With the players they've shipped out for the reasons that they have, by the end of next week, if there's not a hostage swap with Adams, then I think you just got to
hostage swap is the best term I've heard yet. That is unbelievable. That's exactly what it would be. What a line by that guy. What was his name?
It was Dan in Upper St. Clair. He's a frequent caller.
Holy horse milk. That was incredible. It might be time for that. I mean, I'm tired of this crap, honestly. I realize it's pro sports. You got to deal with this. And I realize that that's a position that breeds, selfishness in a good way. I want the ball. Give me the ball. I want to help our team win. Hines wanted the ball too. Hines would pipe up now and again through the media. I'm not getting the ball enough. Off the record, I had conversations with him. Look at the offense I'm playing in. Look at the quarterback before Ben got there. But always, 100% of the time, you were going to get his heart left on that field on every single snap. Same with Juju, by the way. Same with Juju. I mean, they turned Juju around here into a third down possession guy after he had a couple great years with AB. I know that's a whole different topic. There's a lot there. Bottom line is, I'm sure he didn't love his role here by the end, but he never, ever, ever let that affect his effort. Next.
Let's go to Dylan in West Virginia.
Dylan, what's up?
Good morning, Dr. Starkey. Wonderful show as always. I really appreciate you taking my call.
Where are you in West Virginia, and do you know Adam Crowley?
Adam Crowley, I do not know him, but I live in a small town called Winfield.
Winfield, West Virginia. Is it near Morgantown or further south?
Much more south, about 3 or so hours.
Holy horse follicles. I've been down to When you make a left there and you keep going until the end, what part of West Virginia is that? There's a common name for it that I'm forgetting.
Beckley.
Huntington? Beckley, West Virginia is exactly where I've been.
Okay. Well, it's about an hour north of there, northwest.
Well, congratulations on all your success. What's your take here?
Yes. So George is all about one thing and one thing only. George. Minka, I believe it was last year in the locker room after one of the many humiliating losses, he basically said, "We have men here who don't want to work. They think that they can just run out there, make a play, blah, 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 blah."
Who said that?
Minka.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Yep.
Yes. And then, most recently, Freiermuth, I don't know if everyone has heard this or not, he basically said, "Look, I trust my coaches. I'm here to work. Just because I don't get a ton of receptions doesn't necessarily mean anything. I have to work even when I'm not getting the ball." And I think, like, honestly, a lot of the players on the team are completely out on George. And honestly, I don't really blame them because he's all about George.
Well, I'll say this much, that if I were a teammate, I'd be sick of it, but I'd also want the production. You know, this is the conundrum. And this happens with, you know, quarterbacks too. I mean, I often cite Ben. Do you think that Ben's teammates were all in on him early in his career? With all the crap going on around him, he just wasn't a very likable guy. He wasn't. I think even he would admit that. But if you were his teammates, you were saying, "This guy gives us a chance to win." You know, that's always the question. So, yeah, I saw the Freiermuth quote, which was basically, you know, it's easy to complain about your targets and all that stuff. And yes, I'm tempted to read everything, whether it's Minka or Freiermuth or whoever, as a veiled reference to George Pickens. And it does. It just gets tiresome. Just play football. Come on, play. You got to run out your target. You got to run out every route, pretty much. There's a clip the other day someone put on Twitter. Now I forget who it was, from another team. Seattle on a Geno Smith scramble. I forget the receiver, but when it was clear that Smith was scrambling and was out of the pocket, it may have even been a design run, I don't know, this receiver kept sprinting and sprinting and sprinting 20, 30, 40, 50 yards down the field, and he took two potential tacklers with him. There's many, many reasons why you have to max out on virtually every route in the NFL. But again, don't take my word for it. Take Max Starks, who I respect as much as any player who ever walked through the Steeler locker room, as much as any player I have. He has every reason, basically working for the team, to not criticize players. Not only did he criticize George Pickens, he absolutely shredded him. Some guys need to grow up faster than they are. If you want to be a number one receiver, act like a one receiver, Starks said. Don't act like a three receiver. Don't shrink in the moment you want the ball. Should we end the show there? I mean, that's an ex-Steeler. We're basically working for the team saying that. Imagine if you got Max Starks in a bar over a beer, what he'd say, for God's sakes, limits.
He'd tell everything. And that, I mean, that's the thing. Like, we know that there's obviously more to this than what is public. There always is.
Don't sit there and pout about it, Starks said. Go block somebody. These are the things that take away from a team when you're not part of the team, when it's more me than we. That's Starks talking. He needs to grow up and he needs to show me on the field.
You know, Joe, I call a lot of D3 college games around here. I get it's a different style of football. But one thing that a lot of coaches tell me is that effort is non-negotiable. And that's something that we just have not seen from George Pickens at times. the effort is not there.
This was a giant game. This was because the Steelers are who they are, right? They're going to be, you know, around 500. They're either going to sneak in to the playoffs or barely get eliminated. So every single game is critical. And this was a guy that Max Starks thinks basically quit on the team. Now, if Max Starks thinks it, and he's still young enough to be connected to guys on the team, do you not think that people inside the locker room think that? I mean, I don't think that's some crazy stretch of logic here.
Not at all.